This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're with Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Hey, so you went paddleboarding on the weekend.
I did.
How did you go?
It was really good. Was that stand-up paddleboarding?
Yes.
It was so good. It was really, like, I hopped on and I thought, oh, you know, I'm not sure what the balance would be like. And, of course, the beach was packed, as it would be. I was hoping it would be quiet, but it was packed. And I jumped on it, and my friend Mark, I said, okay, just put your knees on first and put them on either side. And I put the knees on, and then they said, okay, stand up. So I stood up, and my legs, like, really good for balance. And
oh,
I was okay.
Be.
I was really good, and I thought, oh, I've got to just use my core and everything. And then this wave started.
So you went for a little swim.
So I went flip over on my back. Like, oh. It was quite a big wave, actually. And I think my board was facing into where the wave was coming. And so it just pushed me back, and I did this sort of spin back like a somersault.
But oh, that would have been fun, though.
It was fun. Like, in the end, I got it, but it just took a little bit of getting used to it. But it was really beautiful. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
So you'd do it again?
I would do it again in
a
flash.
Oh, fantastic.
And
you weren't feeling that well either, were you?
No. But it was really good. And it's quite tranquil. You know, you're sitting there and you're paddling from side to side. But like I said, it takes a little bit of getting used to. But
yeah.
I'd certainly do it again. I reckon you'd have the most amazing core if you did it
regularly. Well, we'll have
regularly.
To try it together, darling.
Yeah, I think it'd be quite fun because there were two of us and we were sort of going together and having a lovely conversation, you know, and every so often there'd be splash when one of us would just disappear mid-conversation.
Yeah.
But I'd definitely encourage it and give it a go.
Fantastic.
Maybe on the river might be a bit calmer than on the
You mean the Black River?
The Black River. Are you religious?
Do I look religious?
Well, I can't tell.
No, I'm not religious at all.
No?
No, not at all. In fact, I think religion has made my life very difficult.
Like it has for a lot of people.
Yeah.
But would you consider yourself spiritual?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
So spiritual but just not
I
religious.
Hug trees rather than go to church, to be honest.
Well, and there's people with different degrees of religion.
Absolutely.
Well. Some that are very strict.
Yeah.
Well,
are you religious?
No, not at
okay.
all. No, not at all. No, not at all. I wasn't. I mean, I think initially I was probably brought up as being from a Christian background, but I decided not to be at a very young age.
Is there a reason why? Or
It just didn't all add up for me.
Yeah, it didn't make sense, right?
Make
me
sense.
Too.
And
I just remember the way I felt when I'd go to church and the eye gazing, like people, you know, like being told you shouldn't do this. And there was a lot of shoulds around. There was a lot of rules. And I always, always felt really, really uncomfortable. And then when I was old enough to grasp why they were looking at me, I went, nah.
Yeah, I remember I was getting sort of – I was being told I was asking too many questions.
Yeah.
And my father said to me, oh, you don't have to worry about that. So I never did.
Yeah.
Since then, so I was lucky.
Yeah. And I didn't like being told by priests or older Greek women coming up to me and saying, you don't wear pants at church, you wear skirts. I once had a woman – I'm not kidding. I find churches quite stunning. I think they're really beautiful. When I lived in Sydney, sometimes I just go into a church and just meditate for about 15 minutes. No joke. And I loved it.
They are a great
space. I liked the whole ritual of, you know, lighting up the candle and sitting down. I had this Greek woman in Sydney. I kid you not. I was feeling really calm. I walked in. I lit a candle. I sat down. There was no one in church. It was during the day. This woman – and I was doing my cross. This woman comes up to me in the middle of me doing that with my eyes closed and grabs my fingers and says, this is how you do your cross.
What, so there's a particular
in Greek,
way?
Yeah, the way you have your fingers, your three fingers. I nearly decked her.
What happens if you don't do it?
Oh, I don't know. I couldn't be bothered. I just said to her, can you please go away? Because I was alarmed at the fact that she interrupted my meditative state.
Yeah, it's
annoying.
Disrespectful.
Anyway, back to you.
Because I find that, you know, I respect people who have different views. No problem with that whatsoever.
Do you?
But these are my views. Yeah.
What if they're not nice views, though? What if they're really, really against?
Well, I will challenge
okay.
views.
Because I don't
but
respect.
I do, but I understand.
I don't respect views that are against
people,
me.
People are allowed to have different views, is what I'm saying. And one thing I do find strange is when people are strict with things, like the lady telling you that you've got to hold your
rack
fingers
off.
A certain way, but then a lot of the times they're sort of a bit hypocritical in other areas of
exactly.
their life. And a study has been published that says strict American Christians who strongly oppose porn turn out to be watching hours online.
Yeah.
The University of Oklahoma has analysed the porn habits and religious beliefs of over 2,000 Americans. And in groups of men with the highest church attendance, up to 25% of the men were still watching porn.
There you go.
And he said that he told the International Business Times, these findings show that Americans who are deeply religious and theologically conservative, even though they probably do sincerely hate pornography morally, they are most likely to find themselves violating their own moral views by using it.
So two words for you, buddy. Repress, obsess.
Repress,
obsess. You repress something, you obsess about
it. Hold your fingers right when you're pointing at me like that. ACON in New South Wales, the leading LGBT plus health organisation.
Oh, yes, I know that place well. I used to go there quite frequently.
Is putting a spotlight on positive relationships.
Oh, how fantastic.
In an effort to tackle domestic violence in the community. So apparently one in three LGBT plus people has experienced violence from a partner.
Ex-partner
or family member.
And violence doesn't have to be hitting either. It doesn't have to be physical. It can be emotional violence.
Exactly. It's the same rate as the general population in Australia. The CEO, Nicholas Parkhill, says that as well as providing support for our community experiencing domestic violence, it's crucial to showcase the diversity of healthy relationships within LGBTIQ communities. So they've produced a series called Our Relationships, which is a series of 8 videos that feature loving couples sharing their unique stories about how they met and the challenges they've faced along the way.
Oh, how fantastic.
And the first couple to be featured are Bill and Andrew, and they've been together for 27 years.
Wow.
After meeting at a dance on the Central Coast in the 90s.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
The Newcastle couple have raised children and grandchildren together, navigating the challenges of same-sex parenting
that's
in
so
the face
special.
Of discrimination. Absolutely.
Isn't it lovely when you're around couples that are actually really in love and really love and respect each other?
It's
I was having dinner with a couple of friends who have been together for 21 years, James and Jack, who are both very, very beautiful men, and they're both flight attendants. And that's how they met, I think. Although I think they met in Hawaii. And I was just sitting with them having a few drinks at their place the other night, and I thought, they're so relaxed with each other. There was just so much respect between them. And I thought, wow, I've had really crap relationships. Just makes me realise, like, when you're around really healthy, nurturing relationships.
But they do exist.
And they completely exist.
And I
just haven't had one yet.
And the good thing about, well, I'm sure you will. I'm sure it's coming.
I know I will.
And the good thing about this series.
I'm sure you will too, Warren.
Yeah, I will too. Is it's showcasing that these relationships are possible. And we met up with a couple of listeners a little while ago. And they've got
Tim and Ray, they are lovely men. Yeah. And they've been together for something like over 20 years as well.
Yeah, really, really long time. Yeah. So,
do you think you could do a really long term relationship?
Absolutely, if it was the right one.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Great.
No question whatsoever. But I think it's great to hear this. So if you wanna have a search, you can see it on YouTube. Just have a search for Our Relationships and ACON.
Fantastic.
Did you see there was a UK surgeon, he pleaded guilty to 2 counts of assault after he admitted to branding his initials on the livers of 2 patients during transplant operations. Yeah, he put his initials on them.
Oh, my God.
He used this thing called
a vampire.
And apparently it's called an argon.
Suppose he didn't bite their necks while they were asleep.
An argon beam coagulator, which apparently is a tool which
better
seals
off giving them a love bite.
Yeah.
The hell?
Yeah, this tool seals the blood vessels, and he used it to burn his initials SB.
Oh, my God.
Onto their livers. And apparently this tool you use to sketch, you sort of burn the surface of the liver to sketch out where the operation's going to happen. So it's not a harmful thing.
What was going on in this surgeon's head when he was doing that, though? That's what I want to know.
I have no idea.
Wow.
You know, that just reminded me of there's the concrete footpath outside my parents' house when I was a kid. It's still got was here where I wrote.
Oh, how cute. You should take a photo of that.
Washes
away.
Yeah, before it washes away. I think it's got 81 or something next to it. Or,
oh, that's cute.
Did you ever brand yourself anywhere?
Yeah, I used to on trees, like
did
TK
you?
Loves whoever was going on. I think I used to do it with Rob Lowe. I was very obsessed with Rob Lowe for years. I thought he was the hottest man alive. I actually still do. So, yeah, TK – loves are our lose the going thing.
It's probably in a thousand years' time or several thousand years' time that'll be fossilised and something.
Exactly. Did you love anyone? Like W, whatever.
Yeah, they're all over the place.
Really?
I still scribble them everywhere.
Oh, do you? God. No wonder you haven't got a boyfriend.
Anastasia and Warren, Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.